Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Are you in a breakup makeup loop? Hey there, it's Susan Winter. So happy that you could join me for this conversation because I know it affects so many of you. I have a dear friend going through this right now, and I've watched this pattern with him in two relationships. So for those of you who want to get to the other side of what's going on, here's how to do it. The breakup makeup loop is really fused by the fact that, honestly, if you had another option, you'd take it. Be honest with yourself. How many times have you gone through a breakup with somebody that you're fighting with? They're difficult, they're wonderful, they're charming, but they're also horrible. So they're very good and very bad. It's those two contrasts. And if you had another person to choose from, you probably would. Maybe you live in a place where you have limited access to meeting enough people that would be a viable prospective partner. Maybe the people you're meeting, other people, don't want what you want. Maybe you've spent so many years with this person that you've actually become accustomed to this pattern. And this is what you think a relationship's all about, because this is all you're experiencing. Yes, they're with you. And it's combative, and it's difficult, and they pull away. And then you both get upset, and then you separate, and then you try and get your self-esteem together, and you kind of try and get over it. And for a moment, you've got a lot of forward energy. You're like, okay, I'm going to improve my life. I'm going to find somebody who really doesn't put me through this. It's so much work. They make it so hard. I'm always battling with them. I can never get my point straight. You always are defending yourself because whatever is catalyzing this person to go like that, it has very little to do with you. Or maybe, you know, they just trip you up the same way you trip them up. It could be that you trigger each other, that you have a dynamic where the two of you just, and that's what it is. But then there's that section where you haven't heard from them. It's a Friday night. You don't feel like going out. You'd rather have somebody there. Something happens. Your first impulse is to make a phone call. They're not there. Or you want a text. Or you're just lonely, or you're bored, or you want to get together with somebody, and now you don't have somebody. So then you creep back in, or maybe they pull you back in. Little breadcrumbs to kind of test the water as they tiptoe out on the ice to see if they can get back in, because they get as addicted to this cycle as you do. Because after all, it is your pattern. So why is it so seductive and why is it so hard to get out of? The heightened emotions in the excitement, the passion of when it's working, and then boom, the crash when there's fighting. This up and down pattern, it pulls all of our really strong emotions, longing, yearning, passion, lack of resolution, anxiety. People confuse anxiety with love. All they know is I stay up all night thinking about her. It must be love. No, it's not love. It's anxiety. That's exactly what it is. So we get in this pattern, and now we don't know how to get out because it bolsters our most important feelings. Safety, security, lack of safety and security, resolution, calm. Oh, no resolution and calm. So back and forth and back and forth. It can become quite addictive. How do you get out? Well, you see the pattern for what it is. You recognize, I'm in love with the chaos. Or I'm withstanding the chaos because they're hot, they're sexy, there's nobody else around, nobody else I like better in bed, whatever. You're either tolerating it or you really like it. So when you're honest with yourself is the first time that you can deconstruct it, because now you're getting to the root of why you put up with it and why you stay. It also empowers you for the first time to be able to see it coming at you, see all the maybe the sexy clothes or the sexy talk, just trying to say, oh, yeah, just wondering how you are, or somebody just happens to show up where they know you're going to be, just looking fabulous on purpose to get you back, the whole game of winning you all over again. That's a power trip. Maybe you have the same feeling for them. So that's not love. That's not a healthy relationship. That's a breakup makeup loop that has its own heightened trauma. So when you're tempted to bite the bait, pause, take a breath. Remember, oh, I've been here before. I know after this initial excitement comes the crash. It will always be the same. It's not going to change unless both of you somehow together communicate honestly, isolate these triggers, isolate these patterns, pull them apart, and make a concerted effort to do your own work on the inside to fix it, and to be willing and able to be called out by your partner, and you call them out when you see them going back into the loop. Now, if you have that, that's pretty good. But not everybody does. If you could have, you probably already would have. If you need help on this, chat me up, susanwinter.net. Look at the consultation page. You might want to take a look at Breakup Triage, 33-minute audio booklet free on Audible, a couple bucks on Amazon, and take a look at my other resources. If you like this material that you're listening to, that you're seeing, subscribe, tell your friends, leave a comment, and let me know how I can help you to break out of the makeup breakup loop and give yourself a shot to be in something that's exciting because it's good for you. Exciting because it has a huge, expansive future. Exciting because you're not stuck on repeat. So life is fresh, evolving, and new. Thank you.